Coach Mo.
Hey, it's Coach Mo.
Hey, it's Coach Mo.
Knowing what you want to accomplish professionally is just the beginning. I'm Coach Mo, and this podcast is for young professionals and emerging leaders who want to lead, achieve, and succeed at work. You've got executive ambitions and the drive to get there. Join me for perspective, insights, and thought-provoking questions that only you can answer. Today's episode starts now.
Tuesdays with Coach Mo.
Hey there, it's the Tuesdays with Coach Mo podcast. I'm your host, Executive Coach Monique Betty, affectionately known as Coach Mo, sending you a warm hello and welcome from sunny South Florida. You are in for a treat today for today's episode on Managing Healthy Boundaries with Shalice Perry of Shalice Perry LLC, as she unpacks some remarkable wisdom about boundary setting that's going to inspire you to think differently about yourself starting today. Now, before we jump into my fantastic conversation with Shalice, I want to let you know what I'm up to right now. I'm currently enrolled in an 8-week virtual course called Positive Intelligence, which has been made available to professional coaches through a generous grant. Now, this grant is being provided to coaches for the simple purpose of supporting our collective effort to expand positive impact we're making in the world. You know, an impact that really maximizes personal and professional potential for the long term. I share this with you because an intriguing insight I've come to discover is how our inner voices shape our thoughts, our beliefs, and our behaviors. And amongst those inner voices are voices called saboteurs. They're actually led by our inner judge voice. You know, that inner voice of judgment that keeps you judging yourself, has you judging others, or in fact, has you judging the situations. Our saboteurs actually fan the flames of negative emotions. Now, there are 9 type of saboteurs I've come to discover. 3 of them are hyperachiever, the avoider, the pleaser. You know, these inner voices that say things like, well, you should feel ashamed, or you should feel guilty. And why does this, in fact, any of this matter? Well, it's because our saboteurs keep us in this negative thought pattern and behaviors that keep us from being the greatest version of ourselves. However, in this positive intelligence program, which, by the way, is in fact available to the public through www.positiveintelligence.com, or in fact, you can grab the audiobook to start your own learning journey. In this program, I'm learning a very deliberate process for how to shift that voice of saboteur within me toward the gift of discovering my voice of sage. I'm also learning more about that sage voice, which is located in the region of the brain associated with positive emotions, creativity, peace, and calm that gives us our strength and ability to step into the greatest version of ourselves. And as a result, be better poised toward having the fulfillment and success we desire. Now, what is particularly timely about this saboteur and sage information is that each and every human in our global community right now is being disrupted as we navigate these unprecedented times of living through a pandemic. You know, throughout 2020, you know, I actually discovered my loud saboteur voice of the avoider. Again, just 1 of 9 saboteurs shared in that positive intelligence program. And I carry this around within me. After coaching individuals for more than 10 years, you know, I had made big plans for 2020 to expand my work in the area of in-person team coaching, which I was so looking forward to. Well, the pandemic actually changed all of that. And thanks to my avoider voice, I've started kind of playing small, coming up with every excuse in the book to keep me in my comfort zone and avoid the hard task of figuring out what is possible in moving closer to my team coaching goals. I've told myself things like, you know what? There are so many big coaching firms already out here providing this service to large corporations. How do I expect to compete with that? Or I won't be successful doing that work. You know, I've come to discover that I've got to work harder at managing the boundaries that I actually put on myself, that I'm letting my own thoughts sabotage my plans, my desires, my potential. So let's all get real. How we live and work literally shifted overnight, which in my opinion, has kind of prompted what I now know to be saboteur voice kicking into overdrive and making it more challenging to have and maintain healthy boundaries, which are so necessary for our well-being. You know, think about it. These boundaries are physical, they're mental, they're social, and we've been forced to shift. You know, and as I think about you, the listener to the Tuesdays with Coach Mo podcast, you know, I'm wondering which boundary has proven to be most challenging for you. In fact, you know, send me a DM on Instagram at Tuesdays with Coach Mo and tell me your greatest boundary challenge. Or let me know a technique that's actually helped you in maintaining boundaries in this emerging reality, because I will certainly share it with others. You know, as a high-achieving professional, you are in for a treat with this week's podcast on managing boundaries. How boundaries are defined are unique to each of us. However, each of us has an opportunity for discovering a process for managing our boundaries in a way that supports our living well. I'm joined today by Shalice Perry, who's a certified executive life coach and Reiki master, who's developed an approach to help her clients transform their life through self-healing and greater understanding of their own unique gifts. And her signature program titled Aligned Chakras for Business merges practical business guidance with ancient wisdom, combining decades of experience in a corporate world with Eastern healing modalities and coaching expertise. Through this work, she has supported her clients in living well, and that includes their effectiveness in managing their boundaries. As you will hear in my conversation with Shalice, you'll learn the clues that your boundaries are in fact broken. You'll learn how to create healthy boundaries that last a lifetime. And you'll learn about the common missteps of today's young professional. Enjoy the conversation. Shalice, what is the definition of boundaries?
That is a great million-dollar question, Monique. And really what I'm going to pivot us to is, what are healthy boundaries? Let's go there. What are healthy boundaries? And I'm just going to read something here. I'm going to invite your audience to close their eyes as I'm saying this. And here we go. Healthy boundaries define who we are in relation to others. They also help us know what the extent and limits are with others as well. And essentially, boundaries are how we teach people who we are and how we like to be handled. And the Reader's Digest version of that, Monique, boundaries help us say, this is who I am.
Nice.
So that is a definition that I really like to relay to my clients to live out in my own life. One of the things, and that's a million-dollar question, is this is who I am. But first, we have to know who the I am is. We have to have a clear understanding of that.
Yes. And as you were sharing that, you know, I heard the, what are the boundaries and extent with others, right?
Yes.
And then it was this is who I am. And I was like, whoa, those are two big nuggets, you know? And from a coaching perspective, one of the things I've discovered in working in particular with young professionals is that piece you've just mentioned, who I am, and having self-awareness. So what makes setting boundaries, and if we think about in the workplace, so important for young professionals?
You know, you're young, you're guns blazing. I want to make a good impression. I want to put in the hours necessary, whatever those are, to make that good impression. And what ends up happening is we sometimes find ourselves out of balance or out of integrity or not showing up authentically in the workplace, because at the end of the day, you know, we might be in a situation where we are not taking care of ourselves. We don't have time for a personal life. because we've given 150% to trying to give this image of being the, let's say in quotation marks, perfect employee. But here's the thing, the perfect employee is an employee that is grounded and balanced and is able to set healthy boundaries. Because here's the thing, if we're not setting healthy boundaries and we're running all over the place doing all sorts of things that are potentially not amplifying what our true strengths are, what ends up happening is we are spread so thin that the high impact things that are going to actually really propel our careers forward are diluted because we're doing all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say, you know, there's the no personal life, not taking care of yourself, what are some of the specifics that you've seen possibly in individuals you've worked with on how being out of balance shows up?
Yes. Let me just tell you, I've seen it in people that I coach, but I'm also going to just say guinea pig in my own life, Monique. The things that show up are, you know, you may feel resentment, you may feel bitterness, you may feel anger, and you also may feel guilt. And sometimes you may not energetically know, well, where is this coming from? But when we're out of alignment and we're not taking care of ourselves and we're not living a life that is, and you know, I like to go back to this whole thing where we are living well. And that's a big question. What does it mean to live well, right? And if we're in a situation where we are spread thin, we're saying yes to everything, we're not taking care of ourselves, you know, it shows up in all of those emotional ways. Yes, anger, resentment, guilt, the things that I've said, but it also can show up physically, you know, in terms of stress, not being able to sleep, not eating well, perhaps overeating because we're stressed, not having time to exercise to kind of neutralize some of the energies. So it not only impacts us emotionally, but it also impacts us physically.
I was just going to ask you that as a follow-up to the emotions that you identified and that physically and stress and sleep and something that I know I've witnessed. I remember firsthand when I had hair falling out, right? Yes. I was so stressed. And when you're in it, it's so hard to even acknowledge that this isn't right. This isn't healthy because I'm just in it. So what am I doing? I literally took hair, bags of hair to my hairdresser. This is years ago to say, my hair is falling out. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Not thinking that it's something that I actually could control. And so I've seen clients show up with that when in, it's in the coaching space, that as we're unpacking and they're sorting through their thoughts, behaviors, beliefs, actions, they're coming to that conclusion on their own.
Yeah.
That, oh, I play a role here.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
I'm contributing to this.
No, 100%, Monique. And you know, that's why, you know, sometimes people hear this buzzword setting boundaries and you see all the memes that say no is a complete sentence and all of that. And that's all well and good. But how do we do it? Who do we need to become in order to be able to set healthy boundaries? And it goes back to who are you? What's important to you? What are your priorities? What does it mean to you to live well? And until we answer these questions and have a degree of self-awareness or even to be in touch enough with ourselves to know when we are going outside of those boundaries, then we're going to continuously find ourselves in this space of being out of balance and having all of these less than favorable things that happen to us emotionally and physically.
I love that. Who are you being?
Yes.
You know, that is such a big concept because what I've discovered with young professionals in particular, and you alluded to this, is we're so focused on the what.
Yeah.
It's the what we're doing. It's so that others see us a certain way, so that we're pleasing others. We're making that good impression, as you said, guns blazing, only to discover, hadn't really given time to sort through, who am I?
Yes.
My being. So talk more about that, if you will, in terms of how you support your clients in that space.
Absolutely. So I'm going to share just a quick quote that kind of will set the foundation for answering this question. And it says, we teach people how to treat us by showing them how we treat ourselves. We look at this from a business context. And, you know, I'm an executive wellness coach, and I also do life coaching. And this is a this is a fundamental life-ism, a life issue in terms of setting boundaries. And it goes to that part of that quote that says, how we treat ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things when I first start working with clients is we start asking those harder questions, you know, who am I? What's most important? What makes me tick? What does living well mean to me? How am I treating myself? Because until we learn how to love ourselves and treat ourselves with respect, how can we expect others to do that? So in working with clients, it's fundamentally holding space for them to answer the most important questions that are going to be the foundation by which they show up, and again, going to that, how are they going to show up? Who are they going to be in all aspects of life, whether that's at work, whether that's at home?
Mm-hmm. What, in your experience, is most challenging for individuals in that process of awareness?
One of the things that's challenging about it is we haven't been taught how to set boundaries. Mm-hmm. Some of us, if we've been blessed to have been brought up in a household where that was taught or modeled for us, great. Oftentimes, that's not the case. That's the beginning point, is just to understand and have compassion for ourselves that, you know what, this is a skill that I've never learned. So I need to kind of go and give myself compassion and give myself the time to learn how to set healthy boundaries. And, you know, especially when we come to, let's say, and I'm putting in quotation marks again, the people pleaser energy, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of us may suffer from people pleasing energy or are recovering from people pleasing energy. And this is what I want to say, just to add some energy into our discussion, is there's no coincidence that there are multiple blogs, TED Talks, books, masterclasses about setting healthy boundaries. But yet we still find ourselves with this dilemma of, I've read this book, I've taken this class, I may have even seen a coach for several sessions, but I'm still struggling with this. And what I have found with clients is you gotta go into your toolkit and bring out even more than just the psychological aspect of this. We've got to start looking at the subtle energies that contribute to our inability to set boundaries. And what I'm talking about here, Monique, is our chakra system, right? Mm-hmm. So with our chakra system, there are multiple chakras, but I'm going to talk a little bit about and reference the seven chakras. And I'm going to hone in on the third chakra, which is your solar plexus, which is your core, which is your gut. Mm-hmm. Okay. When that area of your being is out of alignment or out of balance, it's going to negatively impact on your ability to set boundaries. Now, the reason why that's the case, and just so your audience can understand baseline about chakras, let me just back up. Mm-hmm. Imagine you have energy throughout your body, and there are different areas in your body where different energies impact different areas of your life. And imagine these energies have a color. They each have a color that represents the areas. The solar plexus area is a bright, vibrant yellow when it's healthy. But when it's not healthy and out of alignment, it's a very dull, almost like a pastel yellow, right? And oftentimes through life, no fault of our own, whether it be trauma or what have you, we're not shining brightly in that area. We are out of balance in that area. And as a result, we may suffer from things like worthiness issues. So just imagine if you're suffering with worthiness issues, Monique, how hard it would be for you to stand up for yourself and set a healthy boundary because you are afraid of risking rejection. You feel as though you may not feel comfortable with conflict, a whole host of things. So with my clients, we work on understanding not just surface level, but also to some degree, the root and the energy implications of why it's so difficult for them to set boundaries and to maintain boundaries with people.
Hey, Executive Coach Monique Betty here, and I hope you're enjoying this episode of Tuesdays with Coach Mo. If you're a manager in the workplace and you desire to strengthen the confidence in yourself and your team for achieving high performance and productivity, then you want to learn more about my Coaching Skills for Professionals virtual training program. This all-virtual program combines a series of live training webinars with real-time one-on-one coaching. As a professional credentialed coach with the International Coaching Federation, I will teach you proven techniques to support you in coaching your team toward the results you desire. Being a manager isn't about command and control. It is about coaching and developing others in a way that is most productive for them. Don't leave your success as a manager to chance. If you're ready to start developing your coaching skills or simply want to learn more, DM me on Instagram at Tuesdays with Coach Mo or email me at grow@TuesdaysWithCoachMo.com. That's GROW, grow@TuesdaysWithCoachMo.com. Now, back to today's episode. The chakra system, what is the origin of that body of work?
That body of work has been around. It's formed from Eastern religion. It's been around for over 1,500 years. When you think of things like chakras, for example, you know, a lot of us have taken a yoga class or practicing yoga. That is dealing with your chakra system and your energy body. In recent time, we're seeing that these modalities are also being introduced in different ways in corporate environments. In everyday life, it's becoming more mainstream because we're realizing that, you know what, all of these things that I've been working on or perhaps being coached on for many years, I still find myself where I take two steps forward, but three steps back in this area. So therefore, perhaps I need something else in my toolkit. And here's the thing, these ancient modalities have been taught, like I said, for over 1,500 years, but just now, more recently, it's become more mainstream. And in my own life, how I was introduced to it is I felt out of balance in my life. And I was led to Reiki, for example, and I became a Reiki master, which is an energy healing modality with a very strong emphasis on the chakra system. And honestly, that's why I say it's not just about my clients. It's about my own life. Mm-hmm. It changed my life tremendously in terms of me being able to feel as though I now have the tools and the guardrails to live, literally live my best life and live well in a way that I hadn't before. After reading many books, after even been to many therapists and a whole list of things, this has been able to allow me to live my life this way in a sustainable way where I feel alignment, balance, and far more fulfillment than I ever have in my life.
Mm. And what is the period of time over which in your personal experience this journey has been for you?
Oh my goodness. I have to say it's been my lifetime. To narrow it down, you know, for example, my Reiki training, if you will. And when I initially went into that, it was solely for me to heal and grow and learn skills for myself, put things in my toolkit. And to complete that training was a 9-month journey. And it is a lifelong journey to continue to do the necessary work to keep myself in alignment from with the chakra systems. So when you say the journey, how long did it take? That kind of says, well, there was a beginning in there
and an end
and I was there. It's a lifelong. It's a lifelong journey. But what I want to say about that is with clients, for example, I've had clients that I've worked with, and by honing and let's say going into the gym, if you will, Monique, or going into the lab and really focusing on our energetic body, along with all of the other tools that come into my coaching practice, they have been able to see major shifts in how they show up, not only in the workplace, but in their personal lives in like a 3-month period, sometimes sooner. And when I say a 3-month period, the progress starts first at a place of having a level of self-awareness. So let's say that's ground zero. And then as we continue along that co-creation of that pathway to having healthier boundaries, at that 3rd month mark, right? And when I say 3 months, we're talking about meeting probably a couple of times a month, where they've seen a major shift, not only at work, but in their personal life in terms of their relationships. But most importantly, Monique, the way they feel, the way they're showing up, the way they're taking care of themselves, that they're no longer feeling the anger, the resentment, and the guilt. They're able to show up feeling authentic and energized and that they are in flow and that they are spending their time now in the areas where they can provide the most impact at work and at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I appreciate taking that explanation even further, because in today's get quick fix for solutions and a magic pill, that's what I was hearing as undertones, just as you were describing your personal experiences, that this is a journey.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And in approaching it as it's a practice, just like with anything, the more we practice, the more reps we get, the easier it becomes. Once people have a realization of that and they find themselves in an environment where they can get the support, whether that's with a coach or what have you, and a safe space for them to, you know, explore, talk it out, figure it out in terms of what are those things that are kind of like those pain points, if you will. I think everybody can understand it that way. Most people will come to me and they're going to be maybe 3 to 5 pain points that are related to lack of setting boundaries, right? So we'll identify those things, yes, and we can put a plan in place to communicate, let's say, healthy boundaries. But until we do the inner work, and that inner work, like I talked about earlier, about our worthiness, do we believe we are good enough? Are we worthy enough to expect, Monique, expect that people will respect our boundaries, then that's where the issue is going to be. That's where the issue will continue. And I just want to just draw your awareness back to the chakras, for example. Not only when we align our chakras and our chakra starts becoming more vibrant, that beautiful, vibrant yellow, because our core has been strengthened, not only does it allow for us to be able to communicate and request or demand boundaries or healthy boundaries, but it also, the way we show up, because we are more grounded and our core being is stronger, then the way people relate to us and perceive us changes. So therefore, the way they approach us also changes. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's what you're putting out and getting back.
Absolutely. There you go. Right there.
In your experience, is that outcome realized men and women alike? Or do you find that there is a gender that tends to preference? Or it's not gender specific. It's individual, of course, specific.
It's not gender specific. Mm-hmm. It's definitely individual, because energy is energy, right? And, you know, like, so when we say male versus female, are we saying masculine versus feminine? We have both. How it's communicated may be a little bit different, but there is no difference when it comes to the energetic alignment that occurs in a man or a woman or anyone.
Nice. So as we're drawing to a close, I want to open it up certainly to final thoughts, to give you an opportunity to share on this topic of setting boundaries. And before moving to that space, just in my experience, in particular with coaching groups and setting boundaries, and certainly more at a leadership competency level. Yeah. And I've heard individuals say, well, I'm setting boundaries and they're not respecting them. So how does the conversation then, how's the coaching opportunity take shape when that lens still remains with what others are or aren't doing?
Yes, that's a very, very good question, and one that surfaces a lot, especially in the beginning, until some of the energy work is done, right? It's like almost like, this may be too strong, but similar energy of kind of like a victim, like, you know, I'm doing all these things, but they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, here's the thing, until we believe, and listen, that we believe that we're worthy of respect, to be respected, if there's any crack in that armor that believes anything other than that, then that crack is what allows people not to respect your boundary. Let's just say that, Shalice, well, I don't really feel like there's a crack in that boundary. I feel like I've got it in other areas, let's say I've been practicing this and 9 out of 10 people it's working, but I've got that 10th person at work that I try to do this and they continue to disrespect the boundary. In those instances, what I say is continue to communicate, right? Oftentimes what happens with people that continuously disrespect boundaries, we sometimes are not on our game. I'll give you an example. Let's just say that there's this person at work. They're getting on your last nerve. You've been trying to set boundaries with them, but they don't respect it. So therefore, our energy towards that person, we may become frustrated, angry, and not come to the energy grounded, calm, core, shining that bright yellow, right? So the difference is when we're sitting in that place of groundedness and our core is strong and we're vibrantly yellow, if you will, just as an example, when that person disrespects a boundary, we're going to effectively use a speech act and request over and over again that they respect that boundary, right? And demand that they respect that boundary and assert ourselves that they respect that boundary. And of course, if all of these things don't work, but oftentimes they do, then of course you have to take different actions. And perhaps, you know, in an organization like that, you would hope that perhaps that person, because I would venture to say they're not only disrespecting your boundaries, they're probably doing that with others as well, that perhaps that person needs some coaching.
Mm-hmm. Or the organization has allowed them to still flourish and advance.
Absolutely.
Because they're part of an inner circle.
Absolutely.
And they, yes, have a veiled privilege to be a certain way, which is kind of,
absolutely. And here's the thing about that. I'm just going to say something about that, because that's very true, is that either we will get to a place where that organization who we have become, we are so out of alignment with being able to exist in that toxicity that we will find ourselves moving elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. And that's power.
Absolutely.
That's power in knowing you have options.
There you go. Sometimes the journey of being the young professional is learning about the things that we don't want. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we got to figure out what we don't want in order to get to that other side of what we do want. It's all a process. It's all a journey. We haven't made mistakes. It's part of that introductory stages of being a professional. There's a window. And if we don't learn some of these things or get the support to learn some of these things, then this could carry on for your entire career where you're not setting healthy boundaries. But we want to intercept it early so that we can position ourselves to be in an environment where we find ourselves the most aligned and the most authentic. And to your point, and until we get to that place of truly believing that we're worthy, right? Because when we don't feel we're worthy, we feel like we got to just stick it out here because maybe no one else is going to hire us, right? But once we understand that we're worthy and we understand our value, then yes, we show up and we're like, you know what? This situation is out of alignment. So I'm going to position myself for a place where I feel more aligned, where my boundaries are going to be respected.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And will you get it right the next time? Maybe. And maybe not.
Yes.
And I'd hearken to say there's an opportunity to maybe shorten the horizon of length of time when you maintain. Consider that a win for yourself. Whereas you stuck it out for 3 years and now it's 1.5 years, you're seeing the same thing. Okay, I see it. I now know to move a little quicker. And so you don't know it. Give yourself some grace.
There. Right? Oh my goodness. Absolutely. Give yourself some grace. Absolutely. And grace is one of the biggest things in terms of loving ourselves and just caring for ourselves. It's giving us that grace and understand it's a journey.
Yes. And the grace and the loving that you have displayed here for our audience is phenomenal. And I appreciate all that you do for others in this, you know, realm. And so, final thoughts, what do you want to say or impart on our listeners as it relates to setting boundaries?
Oh, I would love to. So what drives me, and boundaries is just one part of this, is for people to feel free, people to feel liberated. And by learning this skill, this wonderfully powerful skill of setting boundaries, I believe it allows us to get closer to that place of living well.
Okay. Raise your hand if you're in need of setting a darn boundary or two. I really love Shalisa's emphasis on it's about living well. What I've discovered from the coach's chair is that high achievers have developed a reputation of delivering high performance, a get it done at all cost attitude. And I've witnessed these same individuals suffer in silence on being on the brink of burnout, having high levels of stress that have become their new normal, and a lack of fulfillment and a desire to search for something more in their life, yet have no idea of how to get it. I hope that by listening to today's episode, you know that you are not alone and there are resources available to support you in living the life of fulfillment and success that you desire. Now, for Coach Mo Knows, a tip, a coaching question, and a bit of inspiration. My tip this week is connect with Shalise. She offers a complimentary 30-minute consultation. I'm going to be providing all of the contact information in the show notes and the other resources I've mentioned in today's episode. Go to MoniqueBetty.com/podcast. My next tip this week is to connect with Shalise on social media. She is forever dropping pearls of wisdom and some serious inspiration on the regular. And my third tip this week is to visit her website at ShaliseParryLLC.com and check out her blog. There's a blog in particular of how to become a beast at setting boundaries to avoid burnout in business. You definitely want to check that out. My coaching question this week, what one boundary do you want to strengthen in order to improve how well you live? And as for my inspirational quote, it comes from American novelist Anne Lamott, who said, "No is a complete sentence." Make it a great day, listeners. Thanks for being here. And be sure to subscribe to the Tuesdays with Coach Mo podcast on your favorite listening platform so that each and every bi-weekly episode lands in your podcast library. Make it a great week. That's a wrap for this episode of Tuesdays with Coach Mo. Showing up here tells me you're willing to invest in yourself and your career. Get additional resources at TuesdaysWithCoachMo.com. Please subscribe and leave a review. I'd love to get your feedback. Till next time, this is Coach Mo signing off.
Tuesdays with Coach Mo.